Bava Basa, Yerushalmi, Kosan Rav Basa Bavli, Daf Samach Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. The Mishnah says that nor does the sale of a house include the pit or the stone wall pit, even if he wrote in the sale document that he's selling its lower and its higher parts. Rabbi Kiva says that if the seller wants to reach his pit that wasn't part of the sale, he has to pay for access because the sale included all of the fields, even the section that's now needed for the owner to be able to walk to his pit. But the Chachamim say no, he does not need to pay because the sale did not include this area of the path. Rabbi Kiva would agree that if he explicitly excluded the pit and the stone wall pit in the sale document, he doesn't need to pay the buyer for the access either. If the seller sold the pit to someone else, Rabbi Kiva says that the new pit owner does not need to buy the access path from the new house owner. And Chacham say no, in that case, he does need to buy it. And the Gemara says, La'iza dava kosav umkavaruma. The question is in the Gemara, if a sale does not include the pit, what was the purpose of the seller writing the words, its lower and higher parts, into the document? The answer is so that if the buyer wants to dig his own pits or make an extra raised area inside the field, he's permitted to do so, but without that he would not be permitted. Rav Abba Rav Huna b'shem Rav, halachak Rabbi Kiva, didan dehud Rabbonon d'Rabchia. Rav Abba Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, which is also found in the Brisa of Rabchia. Rav Zeira Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, halachak Rabbi Kiva d'Rabchia, dehud Rabbonon d'Babloi. Rav Zeira and Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav, said that the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva because in Rabchia's Brisa, the names of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonon are switched, as we're going to see from the later part of the Gemara.